Then what about Jimmy? Jimmy O'Neill. How did you meet Jimmy?
Through my brother. And in fact, I had gone to Jimmy's first wedding reception. And he introduced me to somebody there. He said, if this marriage doesn't work out, little Evie's next. And I think it was 14 or 15. We all just giggled and laughed, and that was it.
Were you known as Little Evie, or did he just make that name up for you?
He just described me as Little Evie.
Right, and little did he know then, right?
Yeah. No, Little Eva was somebody else.
Right. So Jimmy was married, I think, three times, and married to songwriter Sharon Sheely. We might talk about her again. I do notice here in my notes that they refer to you as socialite Eve Johnson. And you were, right. And then to Renee Whitman O'Neill. And then he had one son, James, that was with you, right?
Correct.
And unfortunately, we called him Little Jimmy. He passed away how many years ago?
3 years ago.
And I think from cancer?
Yes.
And then there's a daughter, Katie, and then a stepson, your children, Robin and Megan, correct?
Correct.
Right. And I remember Robin and Megan. I guess Little Jimmy too, but that's sad. That how old was Little Jimmy when he died?
He was a very young 47. Mm-hmm. Like my brother, he was very handsome, very charismatic. Everybody loved him. Yeah. He had a good life in his 47 years.
Yeah. Jimmy O'Neill, then. He was born January 8th of 1940, and in Enid, Oklahoma. Enid is 70 miles north of Oklahoma City. And as I recall, you could not take your Christmas tree down until January 8th in honor of his birthday. Is that true?
That is correct. It was not only Jimmy's birthday, but it was also Elvis's birthday. So we kept the tree up as a tribute to him.
And he was very proud to say it was Elvis's birthday as well, wasn't he, huh?
Very, yeah.
Okay, Jimmy's parents, mother and father, and name and a bit about them.
Okay, his mother was an artist, and she really did a lot of things. She was also a hairdresser there in Enid, and she had quite a clientele. And she was also an artist that painted under her maiden name, Gladys Roberts. So she became Gladys Roberts O'Neill. Her husband was also a James O'Neill.
They were divorced early in the life of Jimmy.
Very correct. Before James was, or before Jimmy was a year old, they were divorced.
So then he was raised by his mother. Then what about his father? Did he ever connect with him and meet up with him ever?
Yes. As a 19-year-old, he met his father for the first time.
How did that go? Did Jimmy talk about it? Of course, I suppose he did.
It went well. His father was working out here in California and had a lovely wife. And they had a nice little ranch house in Thousand Oaks. And we used to go out and visit them sometimes.
So then his mother, Gladys, is it fair for me to describe her as a stage door mother?
Yes. She sent Jimmy away to a school in Florida when he was maybe 7 or 8 years old. And he used to spend all year in Florida for years, going to school and touring with this choir. Now, Jimmy learned how to play the piano at this school, and he was very good at it. And so among the touring that they did, they went to play at the White House when Truman was president. He was very proud of playing for Harry Truman.
Yes, I can imagine. And he would have been quite young, too, 10, 11 years old, perhaps?
Yes.
So that Apollo Boys Choir, that it was out of Florida. And his mother said, how many years would he have been going to school in that school?
I'm thinking it was maybe somewhere around 6, 7, 8 years.
And interesting she would send him there. This is a child, And as I see pictures of him and then knew him in person, he was a very charismatic man, very good looking. I had a lot going for him. So, I mean, she obviously spotted that in him and wanted him in that school to train him because of his. She spotted that talent early on. You know, sometimes we are proud of moms and dads of our children and we say, well, they're the brightest in the world when they really are not. But in this case, Jimmy showed that kind of ability, as you've just said, 6, 7, 8 years old. And so she wanted him in that school.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, didn't she also send him to Hollywood to live with a couple and in the audition?
Yes. And they lived in the Los Angeles area, Pomona, actually. And he got a job at KRLA Radio. And he became very, very popular on the radio. I used to listen to him. And there was an age difference between the two of us as well. He was about 5 years older than I was. So while I was still in high school, I was listening to him on the radio.
Yeah.